Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to the program. It is the Fan Morning Show. I am neither Doran Dickerson or Adam Crowley. I'm Jack Hillgrove filling in for those guys on Thanksgiving 2025. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to yours. If you're getting ready for a family event at your humble abode, whether that's prepping the turkey, prepping anything else for the dinner, and you find some relief in your stressful morning with us, we appreciate you for finding us. If you're on your way to a family member's house later on today, be safe, travel safely. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A big matchup for the Panthers of Pittsburgh this weekend. It starts, a big football weekend in Pittsburgh, starts on Saturday with Pitt and Miami. The preamble for a big Pitt week was last night, a sold-out crowd inside the Peterson Event Center, domed a GSC, the number 4 Pitt volleyball program sweep, the number 7-ranked Louisville Cardinals last night, and in the most Pitt volleyball way imaginable, a just dominating kill from Olivia Babcock to clinch the match. Very fitting. She's incredibly good. And the thing that I think is so remarkable about this run for Dan Fisher and Pitt volleyball, Louisville's really good too. Louisville has not won a volleyball match in Pittsburgh since 2021. They are fantastic. And I think a lot of people, myself included, thought with Torrey Stafford, who was the, you know, Evgeny Malkin to Olivia Babcock, Sidney Crosby, to compare it. She transfers. She now plays for Texas. I think a lot of people thought that Pitt would not be a national contender again with Stafford transferring, but they're there. And they added in correct spots, setter, libero, things of that nature. And they're going to make a push to make, I believe it would be a fourth or fifth consecutive volleyball Final Four. Pete was sold out last night. Big Ben was there with his family. Big Ben, in addition to becoming a podcast success post-football career, has just become the number one Pitt volleyball superfan. They're really, really good. And I don't think it's outlandish to say that if you were, when her career is all said and done at Pitt, if you were to make a list of maybe like the top 10 most dominant athletes in the history of the University of Pittsburgh, Olivia Babcock is on it. And that includes a list with NFL Hall of Famers like Dan Marino, Tony Dorsett, Mike Ditka, incredible offensive linemen, Mark May, Jimbo Covert, Bill Frelick, basketball talents of Charles Smith and Jerome Lane, DeJuan Blair. She's on there. And is probably the best player in the country and has been for the last season and change. So shout out to the Pitt volleyball team, ranked 4th in the nation. They sweep Louisville at home last night as the ACC regular season comes to a close and postseason play begins soon for Dan Fisher and company. Hopefully that momentum can continue to Saturday. It needs to. The Pitt Panthers host Miami in a ranked matchup yet again. Pitt goes on the road, starts to blow out Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets start to inch their way back into things, but a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown started to swing the momentum back in favor of the Panthers, and they hold on to win 42-28. Dominating fashion, a ranked win on the road, a win that Pitt needed. Bouncing back after a disappointing loss at home to Notre Dame. A lot of momentum riding into that Notre Dame game, right? Mason Heinchel, the true freshman quarterback, hadn't lost as a starter to that point in the season. And the first, like, legitimate, you know, if Pitt, oh, you want to be a college football playoff contender, the first real competition Pitt had seen in that stretch of trying to be a CFP contender, Notre Dame has their way. And I'm not trying to make excuses for Pitt and Mason Heinchel when I say this. If anybody was going to write the book on a true freshman at quarterback that had been riding the momentum wave, if anybody was going to bring that kid down to earth, it's, for my money, the best defensive head coach and maybe one of the best head coaches, period, in college football in Marcus Freeman. That happened. Pitt really didn't stand a chance against the Fighting Irish a couple of weeks ago, but they bounced back in a big way against Georgia Tech. Do I think Georgia Tech was as good as their record and ranking reflected? No. But it was a win that Pitt needed to have in the way that they had it. The momentum is sort of back on the Panthers' side. And now it's, you know, as far as the ACC championship is concerned, and they very much advertise the fact that the goal year in and year out is achieving the ACC championship, making the ACC championship, winning it. If that's the ultimate goal, then your season's on the line Saturday. Yeah, a lot still needs to happen. Like, SMU and Virginia can both win, and if that happens, even if Pitt wins against Miami, like, they're not going to the ACC championship game. But you still have to do your part and win. The last time these two teams played was in 2022. Pitt won in dominating fashion. They won in dominating fashion over the Hurricanes 42-16. But that Miami team that year in Mario Cristobal's first season was 5-7. The unfortunate piece of news for Pitt is that there have been some real stinkers against Miami, especially since Pitt has joined the ACC. The Hurricanes lead the all-time series 29-12. The only wins that Pitt has had since it joined the ACC, 35-23 in 2014. They won 24-14 in that Pitt-Kenny Pickett game in 2017 and then in 2022. But since Pitt joined the ACC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they are 3-7 against the Miami Hurricanes. Not great. Not great by a long shot. And to add to it, this Miami defense is really, really good. Tops in the ACC, near the tops in the country. They average 282 yards allowed per game. That's the best in the ACC by a lot. Louisville's defense in that category is second in the conference, and they allow 315 yards a game. Points per game, they are also first, and I think also by a sizable margin, 14.5 points a game for the Hurricanes. Wake Forest defense is second in the league at 19 points a game, SMU 19.1. So Mason Heinchel will see a very elite college football defense yet again. And perhaps, if you go by the statistics, better than the Notre Dame defense that he struggled against at home a couple of weeks ago. So this task is tall. But it is doable. And I'll tell you why it's doable. Heading into this season, Mario Cristobal at Miami was 1-6 against ranked opponents. 1-6 against ranked opponents at Miami since 2022, and his career record against ranked opponents better when he was at Oregon, but not by much. Number two, it's going to be cold on Saturday. It's going to be not friendly to those that are used to playing in the sunshine and humidity in Miami. High of 34, low of 23 on Saturday. And with a noon kickoff, that's going to be, I think, closer to 23 degrees than it will be to 34. And again, that record of 1-6 for Mario Cristobal against ranked opponents heading into this season has since been aided by three ranked wins this season already. Most recently against Florida State on the road, then South Florida, and then Notre Dame. They beat Notre Dame by three at the beginning of the season in a fantastic football game. They clobbered South Florida. They were ranked 18th at the time, 49-12, but that game was at home against a G5 school or G6, whatever it is these days, that just happened to be ranked. And then the most recent ranked win was when Florida State was still technically in the top 25, and that was a one possession game. So three ranked wins, one of them a blowout at home against a G6 school. The other two, one possession ball games, and one of those one possession ball games was against a team that's not very good anymore. Since that ranked win against Florida State, Miami has lost by three to Louisville and an overtime to SMU. This Miami team is beatable. If Pitt can get after Carson Beck, they will win this game. You know, one of the things that really bothered me as a fan about the Notre Dame game was that the Notre Dame players were throwing up the shark symbol in mocking of Kyle Lewis, Braylon Lovelace, Rasheem Biles. With the exception of Rasheem Biles' interception return for a touchdown in that game, they didn't really do a whole lot. And that's a large reason why Notre Dame's offense was able to do what they did against Pitt's defense. Mark Fletcher's a good running back, but he's not as good as Jeremiah Love. And this Pitt run defense is still pretty darn good. I have more confidence against Mark Fletcher for Pitt's run defense than I did against Jeremiah Love and that Notre Dame rushing attack going in. Carson Beck has thrown 9 interceptions this season, but he's only been sacked 7 times. This Miami offensive line is very good. My grandpa, the voice of the team in the last segment, talked about how of the 14 guys, or however many there are on their 3-deep depth chart, like over half of them are over 300 pounds. In addition to having one of the best defenses in the country, Miami's got one of the best O-lines. So getting after Carson Beck is going to be crucial. Turning over Carson Beck is going to be crucial, more likely than getting after him, because Beck does have 9 interceptions this season. But if Pitt's defense can do that, if they can force an interception or two out of Carson Beck, and if they can get after him like a linebacking core that's as highly touted as Pitt's is should against a very good offensive line, the Panthers will win this game. But those are two very big ifs. Can they get after Carson Beck, and can they turn him over? If they do that, I think Pitt wins the game. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the morning show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Coming up next, another stellar idea from the man who goes to Syracuse, the second best Syracuse student/alum that works at the station. No offense, Dom. I think you'll agree with that. Dom came up with this one. It's rivalry weekend in college football. Unfortunately for the Panthers, the one rivalry that they have named, the Backyard Brawl, is no longer played on this weekend. But there are a ton of rivalries that have names. Dom's going to quiz me on them. And because he brought that up, I could have cheated and looked them all up and studied. I did not. This will be off the cuff. a college football rivalry quiz, name quiz, coming up after the break. And, of course, your phone calls always and forever at any time during the show at 412-928-9370. Is this finally the year the Steelers go 8-9? I think there's a legitimate chance of it because of the schedule at the back half of the season and with Mason Rudolph in for Aaron Rodgers. I think it's fair to raise that question. What do you think at 412-928-9370? Fan Morning Show rolls along next. I'm Jack Hillgrove.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Jack Hillgrove filling in for Adam and Doran. A guy who spent like 5 years in college football because he was redshirted, and a guy that spent like 5 years getting his undergrad at WVU. Slight diss. Love Crowley. Joe is up next at 10 o'clock. I think he's by himself. Not sure if Pomp is coming in with him today or not, but Joe Starkey will be hosting half of his show until noon, and then at that point the Westwood One takeover begins. An unbelievable triple header of Thanksgiving football. I heard you talk about it, Dom, in your early morning show. It might be the best ever. At least it has the potential to be the best ever. I think we're in store for potentially three really, really good football games tonight. But these matchups on paper going in have me wanting to eat less turkey because I won't fall asleep and I'll be able to make it through the Ravens and the your Idols game. How is that Joe Burrow poster on your dorm room walls? It's still holding up loud and proud?
No, I don't have a poster, but when he wins MVP this year, maybe I'll get one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to argue with Dom about Joe Burrow when we make our picks later on in the show for the Thanksgiving slate. But right now, with rivalry weekend on tap in the college world of things, a bunch of these rivalries have names. Like the Backyard Brawl, which used to be played on this weekend every year, but it's not anymore. It should be. It's a shame. Anyway, I digress. Dom's going to quiz me on these names, and you're just going to have to believe me. Dom brought this idea up to me yesterday, and I swear on a stack of Bibles that I did not cheat. I did not look anything up and study. This is going to be straight off the cuff. I don't know how well it's going to go, but I can almost guarantee you that my score will be much better than the guy who normally produces this show. So without further ado, Dom, go ahead. If you want to fire up a bet underneath this, I will entertain it. There we go. Let's roll.
All right, so I got 10 here.
Ooh.
10 big-time rivalry games and their nicknames, and we'll see how you do, okay?
Yep.
We'll start you off easy. First up, what is the nickname for Michigan, Ohio State?
Oh, you're going to give me the game, and I have to say the nickname.
Yes. Would you rather it the other way around?
That's fine. It's the game.
The game, Michigan, Ohio State. One for one. Very good.
Thank you.
I'll give you another easy one. We'll ease you into this. Alabama, Auburn.
The Iron Bowl.
That is correct. Two for two.
Callis would have missed at least one of those. Probably both.
Probably both. Yeah. 100%. So I'm glad that we're
doing
this.
I believe that game is played between Harvard and Yale.
The Iron Bowl. All right, now they get a little more difficult. Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
They talked about this all week because, like, Lane Kiffin's situation is distracting it from the blank. It is the something bowl.
Well, sure. I just need what that something.
But, that, like, the bowl is in it. Give me, oh, man. Oh, good Lord, Jack.
Oh, no.
This is bad. It's like a something, like a food-related thing bowl.
Yeah, it is. Oh, my God.
The milk bowl?
No, not the milk bowl.
I'm sorry.
The egg bowl.
The egg bowl.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
That's concerning.
That's bad.
It's okay.
That's
it's bad. Okay.
I need to go 8 or 9 for 10 here.
All right, here we go. Next up, Virginia Tech and Virginia.
Oh, geez, Louise. I don't know.
That would be the Commonwealth Clash.
Okay.
You don't know. You wouldn't. Have
I wouldn't have got it, that in a million years.
It's okay. You're
apologies
two.
Apologies to James Franklin and Tony Elliott.
All right. Well, if you didn't get that one, I don't know if you're going to get this one. Clemson and South Carolina.
I should get this because I have a dynasty, like a very long-term dynasty with Clemson in College Football 26.
Mm-hmm.
Is it named after the tree that, and then the South Carolina flag?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I have no idea what it is.
This is bad. I'm crashing out hard here.
It is the Palmetto Bowl.
Yeah, the Palmetto. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. You didn't get it, so I'm going to.
That's fine.
Yep.
What am I, 2 for 5?
2 for 5. You've got three wrong.
Jeez,
oh, my
Louise.
God.
I know.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's rally.
I told
here.
You I didn't study.
I know. No, and I'm looking at your screen. You're good.
Okay.
All right. What is the Rivalry Week nickname for Louisville and Kentucky?
Good grief, Dom. I don't know.
They're not all going to be Iron Bowls here, Jack.
I understand that, but I think you're missing out a couple of big ones here.
Now, we're going to get to them.
Okay.
We round out, I think, with easier ones.
All right. I'm not getting Louisville, Kentucky. Apologize to Rick Pitino and Jeff Brom.
That would be the Governor's Cup.
Okay.
Louisville and Kentucky.
Yep.
That is 4 wrong in a row.
Yep.
Next up, here we go. All right. What is the nickname for Wisconsin, Minnesota?
That's like the milk jug or the milk bucket.
It's not what I have written down.
What do you have written down?
The battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
See, I should have gotten that. That is one. The last three I'm going to protest for being like, that. Those aren't like great football rivalries and like only sickos know the answer to that.
Clemson, South Carolina? That's a big time rivalry.
Oh, yeah. That's been like pretty lopsided.
It's a rivalry.
Okay.
All right. We got three more here. Let's see if you can rally, okay?
Yep.
And get a winning. Can you get a winning record?
No.
You can tie it. All right. Oregon, Oregon State.
That is the Holy War.
You're close. I'm going to give you a second try.
The Civil War.
The Civil War. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Oregon, Oregon State, the Civil War.
Yep. I knew it was something war. Civil War. Yep.
Two more.
Okay.
Iowa State, Kansas State. I'll give you a hint. This isn't a bowl or a game. It's a name.
I have no idea.
That would be Farmageddon.
Jeez Louise, okay.
You've never heard of Farmageddon?
No.
Oh my God.
No, I have not heard of Farmageddon, Dom. Apologies to Will Howard and Rocco Becht.
Yeah. All right, last one. And if you don't get this one, I think you have to take the rest of the show off.
Okay.
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State.
Okay, so I get the Red River rivalry and the Bedlam game always confused because Oklahoma, Texas is one of them and Oklahoma, Oklahoma State's the other one.
Correct.
The Red River rivalry is this game.
No.
It's the Bedlam game.
Oh, my God, Jack.
I always get them confused.
You confuse the Red River rivalry for Bedlam?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I did.
All right, you went 3-7, which isn't, you know, could be worse.
I was preparing for the Apple Cup to be on there. That's Washington State. I know that one.
Nah, I thought about that one, but I didn't want to give you all layups.
No, I'm glad that you threw me Iowa State and Kansas State. I didn't even know that was a rivalry game, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, they play on Saturday. Farmageddon. At least you got the game. You got Michigan-Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's good.
What's the best one?
Oh, Michigan-Ohio State.
I agree.
I think that might be the best rivalry
in
sports.
Ask anybody below the Mississippi River, they'll scream at your head for that, but
that's the Iron Bowl?
No, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the game. I mean, how many times has that decided the national champion? And also, the pure hate.
How hilarious would it be if Michigan just beat them again?
I think they are going to beat them.
Oh, I don't.
They're like 10.5-point dogs right now.
They might cover.
Listen, first of all, Michigan's very good. They're what, 9-2 right now?
They weren't this good last year, I'll give you that. And
that was at Columbus. This year it's at Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate have been banged up. Jeremiah Smith didn't play against Rutgers out of nowhere. I think that was more so precautionary.
Yeah.
Julian Sand's really good.
He's been great. He's very even keel. He doesn't make any splashy plays. He's kind of a game manager. I don't know, man. They have to go to Michigan Stadium. Michigan's won the last four. They're clearly in Ohio State's head. Nobody thought Michigan was going to win last year, and this year, Michigan's way better than they were in 2024. Now, I think Ohio State's the best team in the country, and they're going to win the Natty.
I do, too. I think they relatively roll through until they see. You know who's a team? And I'm not just saying this because they beat my favorite team, but Notre Dame looks phenomenal. They are massive, and they run the ball well, and CJ Carr does what he needs to do. And if they are in a situation where they're like, end up getting like the 6-7 seed, I didn't mean to throw that in there.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
But if they do and they end up seeing like Indiana, I could see Indiana slipping up in the quarterfinals against Notre Dame. You get Marcus Freeman a home playoff game and him rolling down, like downhill in a good way, momentum wise. They might end up in the national championship game yet again, depending on how the bracket falls. But I think all roads lead to Ryan Day and the Buckeyes, and they'll probably go back to back.
The other two teams that I think, if I'm just ranking the four best teams right now that I would be terrified to play in the playoff, Ohio State, Notre Dame, yep. I think Oregon is as good as basically anybody in the country. I know they had the bad loss to Indiana, and they've struggled in a couple games. I think they are on a roll. They just killed USC. Love their head coach. Love Dante Moore. I think they're excellent, and I'd also throw in Georgia as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on like how they get matched up. If it's like Notre Dame, Oregon, I'm taking the Fighting Irish all day because of that defense.
Yeah.
But if you've got a defense that, for whatever reason, struggles against a mobile quarterback, I'm with you. And they've got, for my money, the second best head coach in college football. Marcus Freeman.
You have Marcus Freeman at number one.
I do.
I have Ryan Day at one. I think he's the most disrespected guy in sports by a mile.
I think if you asked a lot of Ohio State fans if they think Ryan Day is a top five coach in college football, they would probably say no.
It's only because of the Michigan thing, which I get that means something, but if you look at what he did in the playoffs last year, the run that he went on, blowing out Tennessee, blowing out Oregon,
I think it saved
Texas
his job
and Notre Dame
to an extent.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Because if he lost in the first or second round, I think no title at that point, and then four losses to Michigan, yeah, you're not going to survive that in Columbus.
While we're on the college football swing of things, the Penn State head coach 2026 will be on the spot.
Brian Hartline.
I think so too.
And I wouldn't mind that as somebody who roots for Penn State. I wanted Urban Meyer. I think Urban Meyer wanted the job and that fell apart, but that's a whole other conversation. So I think it'll be Brian Hartline.
If you're Penn State, I just would be wary about Brian Hartline. Brian Hartline is a guy that I think's got a tremendous future in this business as a major Division I head coach. Penn State's a job where I think they need to hire somebody that's already done it.
Sure. I was, as soon as James Franklin was fired, I figured you have to get a name that's bigger than him. Because if you're going to fire a guy that's winning 10-plus games every year and just took you to the semis, I thought he should have been fired. You have to swing for the fences. And I thought Kurt Cignetti would be the guy. He's staying in Indiana. So it looks like, right, I don't know who else you get. Unless you want to try and get Gruden, or you want to try and... I don't even know.
The dude
Brian Kelly?
The dude from... You don't want Brian Kelly. The dude from JMU was thrown around. Chesney.
Bob Chesney.
Yeah.
That's not a big enough name.
I don't think that's going to happen.
You would disappoint everybody in state college.
Really?
I think so. I mean, if you get Bob Chesney?
He's like a Kurt Cignetti. He's won everywhere he's been so far.
Sure. But is he going to be better than James Franklin? I don't know. Brian Hartline, I think, has the upside. And Urban Meyer swears by him. Ryan Day swears by him. His wide receiver room is like the best ever.
I don't have very many moles, but I have heard through one of them that decision that might be early this week.
Oh, okay. Well, so you would say
I don't have a name, but I have heard that decision could potentially come next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, like an announcement.
And your guess would be
like a Pete Thamel bomb.
Sure,
I think my guess is also Brian Hartline.
Yeah. I have no idea, though. We have a name, and I don't know.
You're not going to pry Brent Key away from his alma mater. If Brent Key's leaving Georgia Tech, I think it's going to be for an SEC job.
Mm-hmm.
The dude at Tulane, Sumrall, is SEC written all over it.
Yep.
And then South Florida, Golish, I think might get the Florida job. Those guys are like the hot up-and-coming names that are linked to other places. And don't work for my mind at Penn State. So that's why I think Brian Hartline. And he's the best. If you throw those guys out, he's the next best option.
I got to clear my throat. I'm shocked. And I'm not trying to make this Penn State, they're so great. I know Pitt fans get all hot and bothered about that. Penn State to me is a top 10 job in the country, maybe top 5, depending on when you look at recruiting and everything else. I am shocked that there is not more national talk and discussion about who their head coach is going to be, because everything has been about Lane Kiffin, LSU, Florida. Rightfully so.
Lane Kiffin doesn't work at in-state college.
No. I don't think he's going to go to Penn State. But the point that everybody's talking about, if he's going to go to LSU, Florida, and Ole Miss, meanwhile, you have a Penn State opening, which is one of the best in the country, and nobody's talking about it. Like, I would think that would be such a coveted job, and I'm sure it is. It's just, I don't know. I thought maybe Lincoln Riley, if he left USC, maybe he would go to Penn State.
Well, Austin City Limits and all of his Big J journalism skills says it will not be Brian Hartline. He just texted both of us.
Well, what are his sources?
I don't probably.
Who does he know?
Drew Aller. He wishes.
Yeah,
he knows
Drew Aller told him?
Yeah, no. The Drew Aller poster on his wall spoke to him last night in his dreams.
And told him it won't be Brian Hartline.
Yeah. It might not be. That's just the hunch I get. Like I said, I don't have any insider sources. I have just been told that decision by somebody I trust, it could potentially happen in the early portion of next week.
So you don't think they're gonna keep Terry, do you?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think Terry Smith could, depending on who they hire, stay on staff. I think that would be very beneficial for Penn State, but he does not. I don't think he's qualified enough for the big time job.
I agree. When Heather Dinich was talking about this when James Franklin was first fired, she threw out names like, I wonder if Mike Elko would ever leave A&M, if Ryan Day would leave Ohio State, would Dan Lanning leave Oregon? And that got me thinking, like, they are going to get the biggest possible name out there. And now we've fallen all the way to Bob Chesney.
The guy for the job was Matt Rhule. I thought that it was Matt Rhule.
No,
I mean,
no, stop it. Stop it.
I understand why you're frustrated, but that's who I think a lot of people thought it was going to be. And then when he was asked about the job in a press conference, yeah, I love Penn State. I met my wife there. I went there. I'm from there. And it's like, geez Louise, maybe, it's my alma mater, but I'm focused on this team. There was none of that. And I thought he's gone. And then obviously I think that might've been a play to get Nebraska to pony up. And they did. I never thought Kurt Cignetti was a realistic option anyway, because why would you leave Indiana? Even if they didn't pay him, like, you had already set the precedent for what Indiana football could be. You have a job for life. Like, you go to Penn State, the expectation is to win, and then you could, you know, lose a couple of games to Ohio State in 3-4 years like James Franklin did, and boom, you're out the door again. So that's why I thought Kurt Cignetti wasn't a realistic option, but I thought it was Matt Rhule. Obviously, that wasn't the case. My bet right now is Brian Hartline, but we shall see.
Isn't it so exciting? And by the way, the other point, too, I think it worked out great for James Franklin. I think he's at a program that's great for him. I think he will win there. We're already seeing recruits that are now maybe flipping from Penn State to Tech.
Yeah, well, one of the big time Western PA recruits, Matt Sigg, Fort Cherry, I saw yesterday announced he's going to commit on December 3rd, and Virginia Tech popped up in his final five. His final five is still Penn State, Virginia Tech now because of Franklin, and Franklin recruited him, obviously, to State College, and then Indiana, Notre Dame, and Pitt. I've heard Notre Dame for him. I still think Pitt has an outside shot. Reportedly, John Gruden called him up and said, hey, if you want to play safety in the NFL, Pat Narduzzi can get you there. So that might help. Wouldn't be surprised that kid ends up in Blacksburg. And if he does end up in Blacksburg, I think that sets the precedent and the tone for James Franklin saying, hey, just because I'm here now doesn't mean the recruiting's going to go away. And you combine that with the ACC being a crapshoot every year. You give James Franklin, by 2027, I think Virginia Tech will be. And with the transfer portal, who the hell knows? He might flip it around in 1 year. But I think by 27, Virginia Tech will be near the tops of the ACC in this time in 2 years.
And it's also important to say that doesn't mean that Penn State made a mistake firing him. I think both can be true. I think Penn State 100% needed to move on. I think James Franklin needed to move on. And I agree. I think he's going to have a lot of success at Tech, and he probably will make the playoff in the next 3 years. Like those can be true.
Like I said, I don't have many moles, but one mole just texted me and said that you had reportedly told somebody else that you have another name in mind for the Penn State job.
Who, me?
Yeah. Or did I read this text right?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, you have a name in mind for if the Steelers moved on from Mike Tomlin or if Mike Tomlin moved on from the Steelers.
What name are they talking about in particular?
I don't want to say it out loud. I want to make you say it.
I said Tony Romo yesterday.
That is the most ridiculous
thing.
Why
is it ridiculous? What is ridiculous about it? People have said for years he'd make a great head coach. People hate him on CBS. I personally love him. Maybe he wants to get out of broadcasting. He said he's wanted to coach before.
Oh,
so if the Steelers
God.
Move on from Mike Tomlin, can you think of a splashier name than Tony freaking Romo going to the Steelers?
I would rather have Jim Nantz as my head coach. And I mean that
no,
with
you would not.
100%
Stop
seriousness.
It. No, you're just saying that. Stop it. Tony Romo would make an unbelievable head coach. When you watch him call a game, you can just see he has the vision and the anticipation run a football
he's
team.
He's a goofball, and I don't think would be taken seriously.
Oh, stop it. How many coaches are goofballs? So many coaches are goofballs.
It would be
They're quirky. That's what they are.
It would be worse than Urban Meyer going to the Jaguars.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
It would
Who texted you that, by the way?
I'm not telling you.
I want you to tell me.
We're going to break. It's a 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We're with you for another hour. Jeff Hathorn at 925, and the phone line is open for you as well. Should Tony Romo be the next head coach of the Steelers? 412-928-9370. I don't want to entertain that topic. But the one I will entertain as far as the Steelers are concerned, is this finally the year they go 8-9? Do you think that the Steelers will lose on Sunday? And do you think 8-9 is in play? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show till 10 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.